He is Michael Pinball Clemens, and he joins us now. Pinball, good morning.
Good morning, Elliot. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Wish I had your enthusiasm. And I have enthusiasm, but you are next level. Obviously, I mean, and we'll get around to the Argos and the Grey Cup in just a moment. But your foundation, 12 Days of Giving, holiday campaign is on the go. People can go to the pinballfoundation.ca. Tell us about what you have going on right now. It's fantastic.
Well, we have what we call 12 Days of Giving, and we have an opportunity to get out in the community and just give directly. Our giving is very intentional during the year, but this time of year, we think young people sometimes they just deserve a gift. And so we'll be doing a Christmas party at a couple of shelters. We went to a program run by Orlando Bowen, a former player yesterday, another one, Jonathan Hood today. And so really just trying to spread some of that holiday cheer and so excited to do so. Our goal as a foundation it has been over the last 10 years to empower young people through education. And with that, your radio station has been a catalyst for us. And we've built over 200 schools in developing countries. But now we're actually focusing on our local community. And so there's several programs there. And we've shifted now more from just education, and education is still the underlying part, but we want to take young people from the margins to mainstream. And what we mean by that is to see them gainfully employed. I mean, diploma is great, degree is great, but when they don't have the access, that when they don't have the contacts and the connects, sometimes they get a diploma and they can't get a job, even degrees, and don't get that gainful employment. So now we're trying to just make that extra push.
It's a great push because, yeah, you do all that work and put the time in Pinball, and you want to end up in a good place. It's Pinball Clemens joining us on Brady and Price. You can find out more at pinballfoundation.ca. And you know, we're 10 days out from Christmas Eve, and I'm glad you mentioned that. This is the time of year we all should be as benevolent 12 months a year. But as you know, it's like Dickens, right? Christmas can be the best of times for some of the worst of times. It's rough for parents who can't give their kids what they'd like to. It's rough for kids knowing they won't get what they like to. It should be about children this time of year. And you guys are stepping up and making it more palatable, more bearable, more enjoyable for people who wouldn't have it otherwise.
Well, Greg, this is not about us so much, us as the foundation, as all of us. We do such a great job in our greater community, so we don't want to take all the credit for this. This is really just encouraging all of us to continue to do what we do. This is why it's quite possibly the greatest city in the world to live in. And so we really just want to continue to promote that. If I maybe just kind of close the loop on what I was talking about before. I didn't want to just keep talking and take a breath, but we have a program. I guess one of the most, probably the most successful program is a program called Hammerheads. And that program has seen 352 young people go through the program. Amazingly, all 352 have jobs. 30 of them have their own homes. All of these young people were from underserved backgrounds, 85% from non-traditional populations. That is the real success of what we're trying to do when we say we're trying to get kids from the margins to mainstream. We want to see them employed in the kind of careers that they desire. But another program, the other side of that, is a program called the Ambassador Program. It's an alternative school for young people who are in care. And so we say, you know, parents who can't buy anything or buy exactly what they want for their kids. These are actually kids that don't have responsible adult allies in their lives. Right. And so, you know, significantly tougher. And these young people, the average grade in this school, it's only 15 to 18 students, but the average grade in the school is 84%. Three of our young people from the school this past year went on to university. And, you know, those are the things that we're excited about. But we also, you know, this time of year, we have a party for them. It's 16 of them in the school currently. And we got a little party, and we're going to try to exchange some gifts and do some things. And so we just encourage everybody else to catch the fever.
And obviously, you are excited about your football team, the Argonauts. They win the Grey Cup. And this is a great time. right now. MLSC takes over ownership of the team yesterday at a time when you have an opportunity to move from a place that needs to go forward.
Woo! I'm sorry.
I knew that was coming. That's right. That's right.
You know, it is a tremendous time. The game itself is you know, when you look at the Grey Cup game and the display that was put on, first it was just a great game, and for us it was probably in the 17 victories, it could have been the most important Grey Cup victory for us. But one game doesn't change everything. But the announcement yesterday was actually more significant than the Grey Cup victory itself. It puts this station or the parent company of this station in that position to leverage all of its systems and to kind of bring us all together and get us all playing on the same team. And I couldn't be happier. You know how big a fan I am of this station and to have this happen and the leverage, you know, we need to understand that the work is still ahead, right? So you can't just say, okay, MLSC Bars, everything is great. No, the greatest work is still ahead of us, but we couldn't be in a better position and aligned there in the same stadium with TLC and TFC, I'm sorry, and I got a little TLC for
you. Yeah, you tenderly.
Yeah, so we're just so excited about it.
Well, we got about a minute. I noticed this because we can't get enough of watching your old footage of kick returns, punt returns. We know how dynamic you were. So I see the other day Devin Hester's calling it quits. You must have, and you watch the NFL game just as much as the CFL game. We've talked to you before about that. Do you have a kick returner, Michael, that you just look at a punt return? You said, I loved watching him. If I could run a punt back like that guy, I mean, is there a Deion Sanders? I loved Eric Metcalf. I'll mention him, Terry Metcalf's son, the former Argo. I loved watching him most of those years for the Cleveland Browns. Do you have a guy that you just loved waiting back there for a kick or a punt?
You know, I love everybody you talked about there. Deion Sanders is really big for me, being a Florida boy. But the guy I still love is actually Gizmo Williams. I mean, and he was just so strong with it, and he made it look easy. And then the signature flip at the end, right? All the guys, Deion Sanders is number one and a half, but that was because of the varied things he can do, and then he would get back there and effortlessly return a kick. The difference is Gizmo just did it so many times. He made it look ordinary.
So did you, though. So did you.
All right. Thank you so much, guys.
He may have been born in Dunedin, Florida, but for 28 years he has been Toronto's own. Pinball Clemens, thank you so much. Again, people need to go to the website, pinballfoundation.ca. You want to go on Saturday, that can be done. You want to win prizes, make a donation. You have until 5 o'clock today. Thank you again, Pinball.
Thank you so much, guys, and I'm glad to be on your team now.
All right, we'll see each other a lot more. Thanks, Pinball. Merry Christmas.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Very Merry Christmas. Thanks, Seth.